Last year, the readers of Sassy Magazine voted the Seattle Quartet Soundgarden America's ugliest band. So they may not be the most attractive group, but rock critic Ken Tucker thinks they've come up with an important hard rock release called Super Unknown.
It's been a good long time since a band took all the elements of classic hard rock, the grinding guitars, the pummeling drums, the squalling lead singer, and came up with anything significant. Super Unknown is Soundgarden's fourth album, and it doesn't sound like their previous releases. Before now, Soundgarden was pretty much your typical Seattle band, plying their grunge at top volume with little shape or purpose to their songs. This time out, though, there's a carefully achieved intensity to Soundgarden's music that gives it a new urgency. Singer Chris Cornell really knows how to let loose with leather-lung bellowing. Like every other vocalist working in this genre, Cornell owes a lot to Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant. But over the course of this album, Cornell comes into his own, demonstrating that he can reach a lower register than Plant and can invest his screams with his own brand of melancholy agony. 9 times out of 10, I have to look at the lyric sheet to see what's causing his pain, and even after reading the words, their psychedelic aimlessness doesn't yield much in the way of meaning. But the emotions are clear enough on a song like Let Me Drown. Crammed with more than 70 minutes of music, Super Unknown's best strategy is its rejection of the hip numbness that characterizes so much Seattle grunge. Super Unknown is now going to be listened to in the context of the recent suicide of another Seattle musician, Kurt Cobain. Soundgarden's lyrics are equally obsessed with death and self-destruction. But Chris Cornell is trying to connect with his listeners in a way that Cobain may have considered uncool. At the same time, Soundgarden has tightened up its melodies and guitar riffs so they hit you like a fist. No loud rock music around right now has as much punch.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Soundgarden's new album, Super Unknown.